Welcome into a special Sunday game day edition of the State of Purple podcast. He's Jack Day. I'm AJ Mansour, and we are presented by SodaStick and SodaStick.com. You can head over to SodaStick.com and get your Minnesota-inspired sports goods right now. You can see, if you're watching this stream, you can see some of those shirts down below. You can see Jack's hat. Don't forget that promo code KFAN to save yourself 10%. I'm sorry, 15%. 10%. I'm downgrading it. 15% with the promo code KFAN. Jack, it is game day. Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings, noon kickoff today. I see you're at home. Where are you watching the game today?
I'm going over to my mom's house to watch her grilling out today over there. So I'm nice. Feeling good after. I know Monday night wasn't fun for the people that do follow us and follow the Vikings, but I have a good feeling. That's hinting towards the end of the show, but I have a good feeling about today.
Well, we will preview today's matchup, but the reason we are doing a game day stream and a game day podcast is to get the fan interaction going. So if you're watching this stream, tell us what you're thinking. Tell us how you feel about today's game in the comments, what you think the Vikings need to do, what you think about the Detroit Lions maybe this year, a new look Detroit. Well, I guess I shouldn't say new look, but a new vibe Detroit Lions this year. Let us know. We want this to be an interactive game day preview. So drop a note in the comments. But Jack, you mentioned you've got a pretty good feeling. There is reason to be had against Detroit Lions for having a good feeling. There might be reason to be had this year against the Detroit Lions for maybe being a little more skeptical about that. How are you looking and scouting out this Detroit Lions team heading into today's game?
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And I was watching a lot of college football yesterday, and I'm just seeing the spreads come across the screen. I think the Vikings are favored by 6 points. That seemed a little bit aggressive to me. I know you get them at home, but they're a scrappy team. That's the best way to explain them. I mean, during Hard Knocks, one of their biggest motto is just grit. And that's a Dan Campbell motto that he has his players fully bought into. And I think that was pretty evident throughout Hard Knocks. I think it's been pretty evident throughout the first 2 weeks. I mean, they beat Washington last week. And then week one, they put up 35 points against an Eagles defense that held this Vikings team to just 7 points. So they have some fight in them. I don't think they're – I was saying before the regular season, I think there's a legitimate chance where Detroit somehow is second place in the NFC North. I'm not ready to put them first, and whether that's over the Minnesota Vikings or over the Green Bay Packers, that might not be the case. But I do think this is going to be, a very scrappy team, and I could see them winning 8-9 games this season if they play like they played throughout the first two games of the year.
Let's pop into the chat real quick. Dr. Cornelius streaming on YouTube. Looks like he's picking the Lions, that 38-35 for the score. I'm sorry, the loss to the Eagles giving him zero good feeling. It is tough, Jack, when you have a game like the Vikings had on Monday. The good and the bad of a short week, you got to turn your attention around and get back to the grind. We've seen two Minnesota Vikings teams, a really good one in week number one and a really bad one in week number two. We've talked earlier in this week about how it might have been good for them to get this loss out of the way. When you face, however different they are, when you face a divisional opponent, it might be better, though, because they're a little bit more familiar when you take that field.
Yeah, and that's another reason why I thought the six was a little bit aggressive for points. I do think the Vikings win this one, but I think the Lions are going to end up covering. It might be a tight cover given the score that I have written down to predict. But yeah, it's a divisional game, and we know divisional games are always weird. I said this on the show last week. I vividly remember Golden Tate burning Harrison Smith for, I believe that was an overtime touchdown a few years ago. I know the Vikings have kind of had the Lions number as of late, but it's going to be an entertaining game. I do think they're going to keep it fairly close, but I have a good feeling about Kirk Cousins and company today. I don't see him coming out and laying an egg like he did against Philadelphia. We've seen the highs and the lows for Kirk Cousins, but usually they don't fall back-to-back weeks, especially against divisional opponents at home. So I fully anticipate the Vikings to kind of have a get right game, if you will, with Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. I think they're going to get going, but a key for me for this game is let's utilize all those playmakers that you and I were talking about all offseason, how excited we were about seeing guys like Adam Thielen, Delvin Cook, Irv Smith Jr., KJ Osborne. There's a lot of good talent on this offense, and I think we saw it in Philly where it just seemed like Kirk Cousins, I don't know if it was whether or not it was Kirk Cousins trying to force the ball to him or if it was the offensive game plan, but Justin Jefferson, it wasn't his day, so that we didn't have to keep throwing the ball over and over. I mean, it didn't work out at the end of the game. Kirk threw up two prayers at the end of the game for Justin Jefferson, and it wasn't probably a great decision. Obviously, first one should have been intercepted, second one was. So I do think the Vikings bounce back today, but I think it's going to be a closer game than some people are anticipating.
Well, and that closer game comes because this is a better Detroit Lions team. They are believing in what they have and what they're putting on the football field. So far, Jack, they're averaging 35.5 points per game. That's second in the entire league. They are third in the league averaging 186 rush yards per game. I'm going to pop back into the chat here real quick because I did see a comment on that. Man, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. He's watching on Twitch. Let's go with Kyle Kamikulecki. Wants to mention that the run game for the Detroit Lions cannot dictate this game. If you slow them down, you should be all right. That's a big thing, right? The two-headed rushing attack, DeAndre Swift, still hampered by an ankle, but he and Jamal Williams have five rushing touchdowns on the season already. Five rushing touchdowns on the season. The Vikings have allowed five rushing touchdowns on the season. You have this situation where the Vikings are reeling and facing a good offense. Jared Goff is no slough anymore. You know, this is a passing offense. Amon-Ra St. Brown is, you know, dominating. Three touchdowns on the season already. They're clicking. They're putting points on the board, Jack. This defense that we saw for the Minnesota Vikings, this new 3-4 defense, kind of disappeared in week number two. Is there worry that the Lions will take what they saw on tape from the Eagles and try and neutralize Danielle Hunter, Za'Darius Smith, no Harrison Smith on the back end today?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to learn from that game because, like we just said, they scrapped with the Eagles. That was a very close game for them. I know it might not be quite as close as that score makes it seem to be, because I think the Lions are down for the majority of that game, but they clawed their way back and made it a ball game. So I am concerned about that running game too, because that was a concern I had after even the Green Bay game with AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, I think they were averaging like 6 yards a carry or something against the Vikings defense. And DeAndre Swift has been, he's an electrifying running back. I loved him for fantasy purposes this year. I don't actually have him on any of my teams. And the fact that there's probably a lot of fantasy owners through 2 weeks of the year right now that would rather have DeAndre Swift on their team over Dalvin Cook, because Dalvin Cook has been extremely disappointing for fantasy owners across their leagues. But I am also slightly concerned about the coverage with Amon-Ra St. Brown. He has been torching opposing defenses, and I'm not sure if you saw, there was a quote, I believe, after the game. Dyami Brown was a receiver that the Commanders drafted ahead of him. He's very similar-minded to Justin Jefferson. One of the things that they did throughout Hard Knocks was they sat down with him, and he listed every single wide receiver that was taken before him. And he wasn't drafted in the first round like right. Justin Jefferson, where there was four guys for him to remember. There was like a list of like 13, 14 players that got listed before him. Right. And he knew every single team that they were on and who picked him above him. And through 2 weeks of the regular season, he's been very difficult for opposing teams to cover.
Right. On the verge, Amon-Ra St. Brown, of setting a new NFL record. I think last week he actually set the NFL record. Six consecutive games, eight receptions, and a touchdown. So if he does that again, he'll continue to stretch that out. But he's on the verge of a new NFL record with eight consecutive games with eight-plus receptions. So if he has a big game, if he has eight-plus receptions, sets another NFL record. He's got a lot of records for wide receivers drafted after the fourth round as well. So a good talent there that has been proven, not just a fantasy football talent, but a good NFL talent. And you mentioned Dalvin Cook in the midst of your last answer to that question. Dalvin Cook, I think, has 107 rushing yards through two games this season, has yet to be a focal point of the offense, has yet to be this dynamic player. We haven't really seen him utilized dangerously, at least through the passing game. There's been a couple of those bubble screens and a couple of those, you know, leak out passes for a handful of yards here or there. And even those, he's kind of struggled with to reel them in. This Lions team, we also mentioned, has allowed five rushing touchdowns this season. Is this a game where you could see Dalvin Cook get right and kind of balance off this Vikings offense in a way that they probably really badly need right now?
Yeah, I think this is could be a get-right game for a few names that we've talked about over the first couple of weeks. And I think Dalvin Cook is towards the top of that list. And quite frankly, if the Vikings want to control this game and control the pace of this game, they're going to have to run the ball better than what we've seen throughout the first 2 weeks. And they're going to have to pass the ball better. They're just going to have to play better football all the way around. I mean, we've talked about complementary football, and we saw that in week one. And then week two, it was probably the opposite of complementary football. So I think this is a perfect game script for Dalvin Cook to get right. And I think it's a defense that he can do it against. I am excited. There's a couple of players on the Detroit Lions that I'm really excited for that you'll be able to watch from the stadium today. Starting out with the second overall pick, Aiden Hutchinson. The guy has 3 sacks through the first 2 games. I think all 3 of them came against the Commanders, however. So he didn't bring Jalen Hurts down, but he sacked Carson Wentz last week 3 times. And he looks to be legit. He was a freak at Michigan. He's a second overall pick for a reason. And then they have a 6th round rookie, Malcolm Rodriguez, who was kind of the star of Hard Knocks. I'm not sure if you watch Hard Knocks or not this year, but he was a 6th round rookie. And one of my favorite scenes of the entire show this year was their linebackers coach essentially freaking out at the rest of the linebackers and saying that he's going to have to start a 6th round pick because the rest of the guys are so bad throughout training camp. And it was kind of funny, but also kind of awkward because, you know, the situation that the guy that's getting all the praise is in is probably, he feels a little bit awkward, but ended up winning a starting job. And I've read some articles on him from Detroit, and he's been a fire for that Detroit Lions defense. And kind of, I think that's kind of what Dan Campbell's been looking for. He wants those guys that are going to come in and just be that, like I said, their team motto is grit. So if the 6th round rookie worked his way to the starting roster, I don't think he's going to give that up. And he's been entertaining to watch through the first 2 games of the season too. So I'm excited to see how the Vikings game planned around those two. But at the end of the day, I think the Vikings offense is better than the Lions defense. And I think they're going to be able to control this game.
Quick look at the injury report. We don't have the official inactives yet today, but for the Minnesota Vikings, Andrew Booth with a quad that has kept him out all season. He is out today. Harrison Smith still in that concussion protocol. He's also out. Eric Kendricks was questionable with a toe injury. According to Tom Pelissero, he will go today, but we'll have that toe injury for the Lions. John Kaminsky, their defensive end, backup defensive end, is out. Jonah Jackson, starting left guard with a finger injury, is also out. And then you have TJ Hockenson, Aiden Hutchinson, Frank Ragnow, and DeAndre Swift, who are all questionable heading into this game with injuries. Again, according to Tom Pelissero, they will all go today, but it is a question. How will they be limited with those injuries? We saw last week DeAndre Swift was a little limited with how many touches he got in that game, but it worked out for them. They're going to bring that to the table. Now, Jack, this is going to be a quick episode today. We'll go for maybe 5 more minutes. So if anybody in the chat has game predictions, now's the time to throw those score predictions into the chat here. All-time, Jack, the Minnesota Vikings hold a winning percentage of 650 over the Detroit Lions. The last game that these two teams played, the Minnesota Vikings lost. I believe it was 29-27, some weird score like that. Lost to the Detroit Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown went crazy, and they ended up losing that game. We mentioned that this is just a new look Detroit Lions team, though. New vibe, new feel. A lot of people believing in Dan Campbell. Jared Goff has this new life that has been breathed into him. And then you have these weapons. This has potential to be a really high-scoring game. Tell me first off what kind of style of game you see this game playing out as. High-scoring, back-and-forth, blowout. And then Jack, give me your score prediction before we jump into those comments and see what people are thinking.
Yeah, I don't actually know what the spread is, but going off of my score prediction, I guess it's going to come in higher than what the spread is. But I do think it's going to be more of a back and forth game. And I wanted to touch on the injury report as well, super quick. I'm curious if we're going to see more Lewis seen today. I know there was people kind of worried about that with Josh Metellus getting those snaps. He's been in the league for 3-4 years. I know you want your first rounders to be on the field, but let's all remember that Justin Jefferson wasn't on the field much through his first 2 games of his rookie year either. So hopefully we can see a little bit more Lewis seen. I think that would make this fan base feel a little bit better. And I'm also curious about the state of Cam Dantzler. I don't know if you saw that. Ed Donatell had a press conference this last week and essentially confirmed that Quez Watkins blown coverage was Cam Dantzler's fault. And that's why we started to see a little bit more Caleb Evans in the second half of that Philadelphia Eagles game. So I'm curious if we're going to see more more of the rookie of Caleb Evans as well. But my score prediction for today is Vikings win this one 31-26. Like I said, the Lions are going to claw their way back no matter where they're at. If the Vikings jump out with a lead, this is going to be one of those games where I don't feel comfortable with any lead. I think most Vikings fans will say that's every game. But the Lions are going to try to make a ball game out of this, and I think they're going to do so. But I think the Vikings, after a loss, I think they're going to bounce back. I'm excited to see how Kevin O'Connell and his staff game plans a week after getting embarrassed on national TV. But I think the Vikings come out on top. They get right 31-26.
I agree with you. I think the Vikings need to come out on top. I think that if they were to lose this game, we talk about those first two games and coming out of them 1-1 and feeling okay about that, even though the one loss was really ugly and they didn't look good. If they lose to the Lions, that's a different feel. I mean, this goes to panic mode. I mean, pretty quickly, you've got all these weapons. They're not working out. You're not putting points on the board. You're not, finding the flow that you had in that first game. Now you're 2 weeks in a row and against a divisional opponent that by all accounts does not have a super great defense. They've yielded a bunch of points and a bunch of touchdowns. I'm putting it in that same wheelhouse. I'm looking at like a 27-20. I'm going to go with Minnesota Vikings victory. Let's pop into the chat real quick. Joseph says it's a must win today. No need to be screwing around with the Lions. He's watching on YouTube. Thank you, Joseph. Brandon also watching on YouTube. Got to get Thielen going today. That's a big one there. Adam Thielen being the distraction factor, the other option in the passing game opposite of Justin Jefferson, is a huge thing for this team. Is that right, Jack?
Oh, yeah. I agree with that completely. I think we need to see more Adam Thielen. We need to, like I said at the beginning of the show, we need to see more of all of the playmakers that the Vikings have. I want to see Kirk Cousins spread the ball around. And if we see a similar game from Kirk Cousins that we saw in Philadelphia today, I'm going to come on the show next week with a list of five quarterbacks that we're going to talk about, college quarterbacks that are draft eligible, I think. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Kirk Cousins bounces back, and I think Adam Thielen needs to be a big part of that.
And a few more predictions from the interactive social chat. Varnes, he's watching on Twitch, says the Vikings win 27-20. Travis, bringing the negativity, he's on YouTube. 35-28, Detroit Lions. Sick Troop, also watching on Twitch, also thinks that the Lions are going to win. As long as we have Kirk, we have the odds against us. Tired of being told that he's good. And then Steve Miller, a close one, 31-30, game winner, Greg Joseph field goal at, well, let's call it at the buzzer. I guess I don't know if it's at the buzzer, but a game-winning field goal for Greg Joseph. So, Jack, I want to let you get going and get ready for your game. Get over to your mom's house. I got to get ready and get down to the stadium. Everybody out there watching, thanks for participating and just jumping in on this little, game day chat. We might do these a little more often, squeeze them in, just have some fun, because there's news that breaks on Friday and injury reports that come out on Friday, and the vibe has completely changed from the last time that we get to chat. So we may do these going forward, but appreciate everybody out there. Go Vikings. Go Gophers. How about the Minnesota Gophers, Jack? Oh, yeah. Let's take 10 seconds here. State of Purple Podcast, the State of Maroon Podcast. How about those Gophers?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was watching. I actually went to the Twins game. Don't hate on me. I went to the Twins game yesterday, which it was cool because I got to see Ohtani and Trout. I was in the Champions Club through my work. My stepdad has some work tickets that he got. So that also made it a little bit easier to go. I do want to say one more thing. I had a prediction for today for the game. I don't know why. I just have a feeling, and we can maybe make a segment out of this where we just kind of predict a breakout player of the game. I think Cam Bynum has a huge game today. I don't know why, but without Harrison Smith, I think if you remember last year, Cam Bynum played in two games, I believe, and he played very well when he had to step in for Harrison Smith last year. So I think Cam Bynum has a big game today. I think people were kind of shaking their heads about him in that blown coverage. Ed Donatell came out and said it was Cam Dantzler's fault, but I don't know why. Like I said, that's kind of random. I just brought that up and remembered to bring it up now, but I think Cam Bynum has a big game today.
There it is, your stone cold lock, Jack Day prediction of the week, Cam Bynum with a big game today. All right, Jack, we'll sign off here. Thank you again to SodaStick for supporting this podcast. Use that promo code KFAN at SodaStick.com. Take 15% off your order of Minnesota sports-inspired goods. We'll talk tomorrow, Jack. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll recap this game. Hopefully it comes out positive for the purple, and we're feeling a little bit better about the direction of this team, but it might be more interesting if it goes the other way. So we'll see. But we're all cheering for the Vikings. Go Vikings. Skull Vikings. Skull Jack Day. And we'll see everybody tomorrow afternoon. See ya.